Joining me today is Allison Harmon. Allison is currently at Clemson University, where she's majoring in animal science and minoring in agricultural business. And she's a former chapter secretary, the state secretary for the state of South Carolina FFA. Allison, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for coming on.
Awesome. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, good. I'm thrilled to interview you and looking forward to the conversation. We have so much to talk about. You went to Gilbert High School, so you're in Gilbert, South Carolina. Are you on a farm? Are you in town or something kind of in between?
We are definitely small farm on the outskirts of very small towns.
Outskirts, small farm, small town, South Carolina. Okay. How long have you been involved with the FFA?
So I got involved in FFA when I was in 10th grade. So that would be my sophomore year of high school.
Interesting. So you joined your sophomore year. So you skipped your freshman year. So what brought you into it your second year of high school?
Well, I grew up on a farm, and so I knew that I wanted to take the agricultural classes. My family had long time been in FFA. My grandfathers had been in FFA. My grandfather was a state officer. Okay. My great uncle was a state officer. My uncle was a state officer, and my dad was a state officer.
Oh boy.
So I knew about the FFA coming in, knew I wanted to be in ag class.
You have a huge legacy of FFA in your family, and not just membership, but and not just officer team, but state officer team.
Right. I'm number 5.
Do you know all their titles, what they served as state officers? What was grandpa?
They were all state president.
Oh, boy. All of them.
All of them.
Unbelievable.
State secretary. I guess that's not quite living up to the family name.
Well, now, what's Thanksgiving and Christmas and Sunday dinners like with the uncles and grandpa and dad? Is everybody still around, and are they sitting there talking FFA and putting, you know, giving you a hard time saying, hey, you better get your name on the ballot?
I don't think it's so much pressure like that. I think the really cool thing about having everyone come up with that agricultural knowledge, only my grandfather ended up pursuing a career in agriculture. Mm-hmm. My two uncles went on to be doctors. My dad's an electrical engineer. And despite all of that, it's amazing the common ground we have. We're all up to date on current ag issues. And despite their other fields, they all still care deeply about the agricultural industry and the issues we face. It's cool.
Awesome.
I consider myself very lucky.
Yeah, good for you. That's a really, really neat story. Your SAE, what was it that you were doing in high school for your supervised agricultural experience?
So my SAE was beef cattle production. And I always add on exhibition because I was showing cattle from elementary school on.
Okay.
So production, exhibition, but definitely beef cattle.
Okay. Well, now, was there any particular breed that you liked to show, or did you just pick the best, you know, club calf you could every year? How did that all work for you?
So when we first got started out with the showing, my grandfather just had a commercial cow herd. And so we picked what we thought were the best heifers out there and loaded them up and took them to a county show. And of course, they were not the best heifers out there at all. So the next year we came in and we tried a couple different breeds. But all the way along, we've had some Angus heifers. And in the show world, there's always something to say about an Angus heifer. They tend to be a little bit strong-headed. But I absolutely love a good Angus heifer.
Okay. How has this played into your choice of major? So you're majoring in animal science, minoring in agribusiness. How has all this influenced what you're studying in college now?
So through showing, you know, when I was younger, it was all veterinarian. As I kind of got into high school, it wasn't so much veterinarian as it was, I really just want to work with cows.
Okay. Yeah.
And I knew I wanted to go to Clemson. I'm the third generation to go to Clemson, and I knew I wanted to major in animal science, but because of keeping records and everything I had done between 4-H and keeping records for my SAE, I knew that getting that agribusiness minor could be very important no matter where I ended up. And it's probably a little bit higher marketability in terms of job placement.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's exactly where I want to stay. I'm looking more the graduate school route.
Okay.
And I am looking to go into cattle genetics and reproduction.
Interesting. So ultimately, once you get your master's degree in genetics and reproduction, what do you want to find yourself doing?
Right now, that's kind of wide open. I will say, because of this year as a state officer, getting to go kind of back to classrooms and leading workshops and lessons, I'm kind of thinking the academia route, going back and lecturing and researching at a college.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy sharing my knowledge, and I love the aha moment when students just get it and it all of a sudden makes sense. So that's kind of where I'm leaning right now. But the door's wide open. I'm one of those who really likes to take, just kind of jumps on opportunities just to see where they'll take me. So Who knows where that could lead.
Okay. Well, Allison, you've done so much and you've got such a legacy. If there's somebody out there listening and they would like to find their way into their state's officer team at some point, what advice would you have for them?
I think the biggest advantage you can give yourself is putting yourself out there. Reach out to those who've come before you. I would say, for the most part, all of us are really, really excited that you would even consider taking a leadership role like this. And we're here to help you, whether that's help you practice, give you advice. It's a really exciting thing to take on a leadership role on the state level. So don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to call on any of your state's past state officers or other people who have run and not necessarily gotten on the state officer team. We'd all love to help you.
Very cool. Well, Allison, thank you so much for that advice, and thank you for a great interview. Really enjoyed your story and all the information.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.